Should we make plans for our anniversary?
Let's just pick something up from BJ's Wholesale Club.
From BJ's? How romantic.
Well, I was thinking...
bulk size mozzarella sticks?
No, a vacation package to the Caribbean.
Whoa, can we afford that?
BJ's Travel offers even better value than those discount travel websites. Plus, a 110% best price guarantee. So yeah, we can.
Visit travel.bjs.com to book cruises, vacation packages, car rentals, hotels, and more. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A game not really of consequence for the Carolina Panthers this weekend as they host the Green Bay Packers. It's a game of consequence for Green Bay because Green Bay's fighting for a playoff spot. They're fighting for a wild card spot themselves.
Yeah, the next 3 weeks we could ruin some people's chances.
Well, here's the thing. I actually want to see them have that playoff mentality themselves. Like, hey, you know what? You're playing against teams that are in playoff mode. Green Bay's in win or go home type mode. Jacksonville's in win or go home type mode. Same with Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Win or go home type mode. Have that same approach yourself. You're playing against three desperate teams. We talked about it earlier this week. Play with more desperation than them. Make those teams match your desperation. Be desperate to say, you know what? That win against Houston wasn't a fluke. That win against Atlanta wasn't because of the weather. It wasn't a fluke. Go out there and continue to prove to yourself and say, you know what? We can actually do something here. And there are four things I actually want to see from the Carolina Panthers, hopefully this Sunday. Four things that I want to see from the Carolina Panthers. Number one, I want to see a touchdown pass of over 25 yards.
That would be fun.
Or just a touchdown, even if it's a touchdown run of over 25. I want to see a touchdown of over 25 yards. I want to see that. The only touchdown, real long touchdown we've seen this season was in week 3 against Seattle. When Andy Dalton threw that pass to DJ Chark, was end up being a 47-yard catch and run for a touchdown. That's it. I want to see a touchdown pass from Bryce of over 25 yards. Whether it's a catch and run or he throws it, you know, down the sideline into the back corner or something along those, whatever it is, or on a deep post route, I don't know, something 25 yards or more. That's what I want to see. I want to see Bryce do that. I also want to see a play of 50-plus yards. I want to see, like, a truly big explosive play. By the way, Carolina Panthers, the only team in the NFL without a play of 50-plus yards from scrimmage this entire season.
Not a great stat for
them. They have that 47-yard touchdown reception I mentioned from DJ Chark. They have a 48-yard catch from Hayden Hurst. I think that was the Thursday night game against the Chicago Bears. And they have a 48-yard run by Miles Sanders, which was a couple weeks ago, if I remember correctly, against the New Orleans Saints. That's it. Those are their longest plays. I want to see that. Just one. I get just one.
That's not too much to ask.
No.
For Christmas? I
not
mean,
at all.
They can do it.
This is our Christmas wish list. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. It's our Christmas wish list for the Carolina Panthers. I want to see a strip sack by the defense. The Carolina Panthers defensively, in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback, dead last in sacks. Sacks per game. Sack percentage are right there at the bottom of the NFL. Carolina Panthers have had one strip sack. By strip sack, I mean when you've sacked the quarterback, you are also knocking the ball out of his hands. So you're forcing a fumble at the same time. Some might call it a strip sack. Some call it a sack fumble. Carolina Panthers have one of those this season. It was week one against Atlanta. It was on the third play of the game. Brian Burns came around the edge. He sacked Desmond Ridder, knocked the ball out of Ridder's hands, causing a fumble. Now, Ridder ended up recovering the fumble. But nonetheless, that's the only time this season the Carolina Panthers have sacked the quarterback and forced a fumble at the same time. Week one, play three. It's a long freaking time. A long time.
Too long.
I want to see one. I just want to see one. Whether it's Derek Brown, whether it's Etor Gross-Matos, whether it's Brian Burns, whether it's Frankie Louvu on a blitz, I don't care. I want to see one. I want to see more of that big play from this defense because we got a little bit of a taste of it last week against the Atlanta Falcons. First time all season they forced two turnovers. By the way, the defense has only forced three fumbles as a whole this season. That Brian Burns sack that I mentioned. You go to Dante Jackson's forced fumble against the Houston Texans, which the Panthers recovered that one. And also there was the forced fumble this past week against Atlanta. I think it was Troy Hill, I think, that forced the fumble, if I remember correctly. And Brian Burns jumped on it.
Should we make plans for our anniversary?
Let's just pick something up from BJ's Wholesale Club.
From BJ's? How romantic.
Well, I was thinking...
bulk size mozzarella sticks?
No, a vacation package to the Caribbean.
Whoa, can we afford that?
BJ's Travel offers even better value than those discount travel websites, plus a 110% best price guarantee. So yeah, we can.
Visit travel.bjs.com to book cruises, vacation packages, car rentals, hotels, and more. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's it. Now, they did recover a muffed punt, but that wasn't a forced fumble. They covered a muffed punt against Chicago in that Thursday night football game. That's it. And ironically, the two games where the defense forced a fumble and they recovered said fumble, both ended up being win-wins. Go figure. I want to see more of that because you've shown that you're capable of it in moments. I want to see you do it more of it. And the final thing I want to see from the Panthers, I want to see over 50% in the red zone when it comes to red zone touchdown percentage. So let's say, for example, if they get inside the red zone three times against Green Bay this coming Sunday, get two touchdowns. If you get in there four times, get at least two. I'd love to see three, but get at least two. I want to see it 50% or more because right now, Carolina 29th in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage. 29th. They're below 50%. I want to see 50% or better. That's what I want to see. So, yeah, those are the four things. I want to see a touchdown pass by Bryce for over 25 yards. I know I'm asking a lot here.
No, asking for anything crazy.
A touchdown pass of over 25 yards. I want to see a play of 50-plus yards from the offense. I want to see one strip sack on defense. And over 50%, or 50% or better in the red zone offensively in terms of touchdowns.
Yeah, and you know what you might see if you see all four of those things?
A win.
Yep, exactly. And that would be even better.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so awesome.
I just want to see a streak, like a winning streak.
Yes. Can we call back-to-back wins a streak?
We will this season.
Yes, we will.
If that's what it takes, we will definitely do that this season.
Okay, that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are. But I think... you know, as a team, if you lay out these goals, like these specific little benchmarks, it's that kind of stuff that can lead to a win.
Yeah, well, and sometimes you got to make your list. It's like a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
You got to just map things out. You have to have little milestones, little goals. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Sometimes winning, like, winning most of your season is obviously more than we can chew this year. So.
And that stuff does work because it's, again, it forces you to focus on the process of getting to that end result, which is the win, right? So I know when I was playing lacrosse in college, when I was coaching, we would have these individual game goals. Like, all right, we want to be over 50% on winning faceoffs.
Yeah.
We want to be over 50% on that. We want to have more ground ball pickups than the other team. We want to do all these certain things, you know, whether team, defense, offensively, whatever it is that we want to do. Like, hey, we want to have assists on more than 50% of the goals that we score. Things like that. Because if we're assisting on more than 50% of the goals we score, that means our ball movement was good. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, obviously you play situational stuff and all those good things.
You feel good when you hit your milestones, when you achieve a goal, even if it's little. You mentally feel good. So I think that's what they need too. They just look mentally drained. So they need like little peps. I think
Should we make plans for our anniversary?
Let's just pick something up from BJ's Wholesale Club.
From BJ's? How romantic.
Well, I was thinking...
bulk size mozzarella sticks?
No, a vacation package to the Caribbean.
Whoa, can we afford that?
BJ's Travel offers even better value than those discount travel websites, plus a 110% best price guarantee. So yeah, We can.
Visit travel.bjs.com to book cruises, vacation packages, car rentals, hotels, and more. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.